I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Debriana Mancini. She's an award-winning filmmaker and actress, and Charles Maynard. He's a playwright, actor, doctor, newsman on KSFR. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
And we are here to talk about this event that's happening. It's a benefit for St. John's College, and it's called the Boiler Fund Comedy Concert, with you, Charles, in your play, Adventures of a Small Town Doctor. It's this Saturday night at 7:30 at the space at the Caswick Galleries. So this is a story that is drawing very much on your life, the small town doctor.
This actually, now I have done a play that was taken from those experiences. These are the actual experiences I had practicing as the only doctor in a county. County of people that turned out to be nuts. And I don't mean psychiatrically ill. It's just their view of the world was so different from mine. And I found out that kind of nuts is contagious. So it was an adventure.
Can you say more about the medical term nuts?
It's a way of looking at the world kind of backwards and upside down. It works in small town America, but I had only grown up in large towns, so it was all foreign to me.
But what does it look like? I mean, I'm sure you'll be giving examples during the performance.
There's some really good parts of it. Self-sufficiency, they want to take care of themselves. They entertain, self-entertainment.
That's not nuts.
No, it's not nuts, but things like shooting your own dog because you're hunting drunk are kind of accepted. And letting the prisoners out from the jail to go play a softball game because the sheriff's team's a little short. Things like that were just
okay,
different.
That would qualify.
Yeah.
For some of us.
Yes.
Now, this was in New Mexico.
It was. I keep the town, the name of the town, I use an alias for their protection because I don't want millions of people to show up there and want to see it.
Millions.
Well, yes. I've actually done this routine all around the country, but this is the first time in Santa Fe, so.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And would you call it stand-up comedy?
It is stand-up comedy because the stories are all humorous. It's also a little bit of commentary and background and explaining what it's like in a small town.
Which so is, Lake Wobegon-ish.
Yes, it is Lake Wobegon-ish is the best way to describe it.
And meanwhile, you were the only doctor for miles.
I was the only doctor with 10,000 people straight out of training. I had only worked in hospitals with a bunch of other doctors around, and all of a sudden I was taking care of everything from colds to heart attacks to major trauma and delivering babies in the office, and it was the best learning experience I could get.
Not to mention a little veterinary medicine here and there.
A little veterinary medicine here and there, taking care of the dogs that were shot, every now and then helping deliver a calf that was coming into the world breach, all kinds of unusual things.
Well, there are children, some of us.
They are.
So this is a piece that you've put together, and you're going to be doing it on Valentine's Day, and it's at the space at Caswick Galleries, which is at 203 West Water Street right here in Santa Fe. Tell us about this gallery.
Well, the gallery began on Canyon Road. It was a small space dedicated to the work of Ernest Churiaca. And then we had to find a new location, and we ended up across the street from our good friends at Collected Works. And, you know, galleries are all changing. Everything's changing, not just gallery work. But I come from, obviously, a performance background. And the space, as I was sitting in there, the gallery space itself, I just kept looking at it going, I bet I could do something with this in the evenings because it's just sitting here, this huge space. So we started off, we did something called Art to Art, which is something that David Schwartz has put together or putting together with the state with a couple of musicians. And we were able to sit almost 75 people to hear an intimate performance of music and do an art talk. And so it kind of grew from there. So now I'm developing it formally, and it's called The Space at Caswick Galleries. And we've had a performance of Motherhood Out Loud with Janet Davidson's Productions and Hearts of the West, reading the letters of the mail order brides in the space. And so it's really showing itself to be a wonderful space, intimate space, that I think is available for use. And so we're having this great fundraiser as sort of a launching of using the space for other groups other than Janet's Productions. The next one coming up in the gallery will be a performance of Rapture Blister Burn, and that's on February 28th and March 1st at 7 o'clock in the space.
So what's that?
A Rapture Blister Burn is a play that was first performed at Playwrights Horizon and then developed, I think, at the Geffen. And it's a play that has to do with the women's movement, three generations of women talking about the women's movement, and it's set in, you know, obviously a play-like situation, but it's a wonderful piece. It's funny and informative, and since March is International Women's Month, that's the play that we're going to be performing in there.
It's a great space. It's really intimate. There's no bad seats. I'm really excited about performing there.
Is there art on the walls?
There is art on the walls, yes. We have, of course, Ernest Churiaka, who's our anchor artist. He was first an illustrator and then went on to have almost 40 years as a painter and sculptor of Western, predominantly Western work. That's what he was known for. We have Robbie Firestone, who was just featured in the Santa Fe, and she's a portrait painter. She's Santa Fe now. We have Terrence Gardapi, who's a Native American ledger artist, and variety. We have clothing there by a clothing artist, Atelier Danielle, who makes extraordinary clothing and pays her artisans a living wage, which we like to support, you know?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So
it sounds like you have a really kind of creative and entrepreneurial spirit that you bring to the gallery. It's not just a regular old gallery.
Yes. And, you know, I thank you for acknowledging that. I kind of feel like, you know, the paradigm of bricks and mortar only waiting for people to walk by is over. And, you know, making the transition to only online sales is a difficult prospect for galleries to do, because you want to see the art, and we all know Photoshop if you know anything. So I thought, you know, combining the visual and performing arts is a natural pairing. And we happen to be fortunate enough to be in a space that will lend itself to that. And what better thing to be in than, you know, looking at beautiful art on the walls while you're waiting for a performance to begin.
By beautiful people.
Like Charles Maynard.
Like Charles Maynard.
Who will be doing his show, Adventures of a Small Town Doctor, this Saturday, February 15th. The Caswick Gallery, the space at the Caswick Galleries is at 203 West Water Street here in Santa Fe. For reservations, you can call 428-1527. That's KSFR's number. All proceeds go to KSFR Public Radio, for which we thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Hey, tell everybody to come. Bring someone you love. Bring your spouse. Heck, bring them both. Just come and enjoy.
We're a dog-friendly gallery, too. Just... So
yeah,
y'all
you
know,
and if you've heard the expression, he's so funny he could make your dog laugh, that applies to Charles Maynard. Debriana Mancini and Charles Maynard, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.